Catch your mind, sister. Loving that. That is all the stars here on Today FM. Quite a few people getting in contact. We mentioned Fashion Faux Pas. Yes, it was an interesting weekend. As a festival goer, I would say, over the past while, from a guy who went to Grass Pop, where it's all people that are pretty much wearing gas masks and leather jackets, and maybe the odd denim with a load of Guns N' Roses patches on it, to going to Longitude this weekend, there's definitely a stark difference. It was like Coachella at the weekend. It was warm. There was a lot of people there that were... I was probably one of the older ones there. I have no problem admitting it. But I will say this. Fashion has changed. And a lot of stuff that would have been deemed to be kind of cool back in the 90s is back in fashion. So when I was growing up, there's all the guys there who were kind of wearing the stuff that I would have worn when I was growing up. Tearaway tracksuit bottoms, they're back. Shell suits are back in a big way. Really, really high-waisted jeans are back. Really, really shorts are back in a big way. And then, of course, along with that, there was just so many other different things. I was kind of going, wow, this is strange. But it did make me kind of think that there is certain things that, you know, I would never wear anymore. For instance, this is no disrespect to the guys at Levi's, because they still make absolutely fabulous clothes. But Levi, you were a nobody in the 90s if you didn't have a pair of Levi jeans. Remember this. We're going to get this up on our blog so you'll be able to have a look at it later on todayfm.com. It's an old Levi's ad, but Levi's double stitch were the thing, 501s. And if you had those on going to a disco, you were guaranteed you were going to get the shift. That's a fact. That is a fact. However, there are certain things that a lot of people have been texting here. 0874 100 102. For platform shoes, they should never have been brought back into fashion in the 90s and in the 70s when they were originally out. They do not work. Ferg, did you ever have a pair of X-Work jeans? I did for my sins. And an AF jacket too as well to match it. But there's quite a few people getting in contact. Ferg, matching outfits. Did you know for a long time there, nobody ever wore anything that matched? Now tracksuits are back in and matching outfits. So particularly if people are wearing blue in the bottom, they're blue in the top, where that would never be the case. That is kind of true. I've seen that. Tinted sunglasses, Ferg. They're back. They're back. So they're... Can't be the old Ray-Bans, can you, in fairness? Just the old school Ray-Bans. They're probably the best one. This is the last time I go. Loving that. Selena Gomez, back to you here on Today FM. Tony's on the line. Tony, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Ferg, how's it going, man?
I'm good, my friend. I'm good. Listen, you have one for us here that might be something that's kind of gone out, come back to fashion.
Yeah, it's well, yeah. Picture this now. 16-hole docks, right?
Yeah.
Army jacket. The old fine army jackets that you'd get in an XR, you know, the old army
store. Yeah, Army Navy store. Yeah, yeah. I know the one you're talking about, green, generally with a German flag on the side of it.
The German flag, yeah. They were the bomb back in the 90s.
Do you remember in the 90s when people would wear...
In
the 90s when people would wear docks. Docks were like a thing. Like, everyone wore those to school. It was always docks or aviates. That was it. On the army jacket thing, do you remember people used to draw their favourite artists on the back of it? So it might have been a picture of Brett Anderson from Suede or Guns N' Roses or something like that on the back of the green army jacket.
Yeah, all the lads had the cool patches with Sippy Coolery and all the heavy metal bands. And when you're in first year, you don't really know too many of them. I couldn't afford it after buying the jacket and docks. The big Def Leppard logo on the back of it, like, you know. So.
Yeah, well, I can tell you this much. Docks and army jackets are back in, my friend. They're out and about and everywhere. Thanks so much for coming on me, Tony. Have a good day. I once got a pair of platforms. First time I wore them out walking into town, the entire sole came off one of them. I made a quick U-turn home, and rightly so. Absolutely loving that. Hosier. And that is Jackie and Wilson. He has big plans at the moment and loads of stuff. We're going to see and hear from him very, very shortly, I should say. Absolutely loving that, man. Ferg, remember those weird hats that looked like fishing hats? I didn't take one off for nearly 5 years. That's right, they were in the early 90s. I think that was a kind of a Brit glam rock thing, wasn't it? It was in around the time of Ocean Colour Scene, Stone Roses. And I'm pretty sure it was Liam Gallagher who rocked that kind of fisherman hat for ages and ages, and then everyone kind of jumped in. You'd always see them at dance gigs as well, Kevin and Perry style thing. Those cool plastic chokers with beads on them. Ah, yes, yes. I know some people that didn't take them off for 3 years, just kept them on them. That was it. I used to wear combat trousers with ribbons flying out of them. Always had to be worn nearly down to your knees, so your boxers would be sticking out. Ferg, what about hobo jeans? Do you remember those? Hobo jeans were fabulous. Right? It was like MC Hammer pants. If you jumped off a building with these on, you would not have to worry about a parachute. They would fill with air. You would be okay. They would save your life. They could save your life. Those bandanas were cool for a few years. They seem to be back, as popular as ever now. Yes, bandanas are back. Bandanas are very much so back, I will tell you that. I think perhaps the coolest thing, though, is some of the shell suits, the baggy shell suit type tops. You see a lot of festival goers wearing them. And to be honest with you, they are practical. I mean, if it starts raining, the rain just bounces off them. Which, you know, I can see it. Here's Bebe Rexha along Florida Georgia Line. Meant to be. Bebe Rexha, meant to be here on Today FM. Quite a few people getting in contact with their fashion faux pas. Ferg, what was the thing about ponchos years ago? Everyone used to wear them. Do you remember them? I can do, yeah. No, not for me at all. And also, we've got Neve who got in contact saying, Ferg, I had those camouflage pants with the bits of string hanging out of them and very nearly had a very, very bad accident on an escalator one day. I could see that happening. Could definitely see that happen. Ooh. No, not for anyone. Ferg, I had a parka jacket. Still wear it the odd time if I'm going out to a festival or anything like that because it is brilliant. You will never get wet when you're wearing it. However, I will say this. I don't see those fluffy collars being as popular anymore. I don't know. That's it. It's an interesting one. I would have thought that there were still kind of, people still kind of like them. I don't know. Maybe I'm wrong. Now, we are giving away tickets for this man this week. This is Gavin James.
Fergal Darcy. Today FM.